This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is a Monday. You know, it just doesn't roll off the tongue quite as easily as it is Friday. hope you had a great weekend. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. And we could look at it begrudgingly, or we could say, you know, God has given us another week, another opportunity to bring glory and honor to his name. And he has done that for us in one of the most beautiful places on earth. And my wife and I are so thankful that God called us to Brevard County when we didn't even know Brevard County existed. And we are so very thankful to be able to look back in the rearview mirror of life and see how God has led us to places that we never planned on. And I will tell you, God is good. Even during those difficult seasons, we talked about that some on Friday, God proves himself faithful even during difficult seasons. I want to say thank you today to the folks of JITS Concrete, J-I-T-S. They are based here in Brevard County, Florida. They got decades and decades of experience. The Anderson family has more history at Merritt Assembly of God than I've got at Merritt Assembly of God, and I've been there for 33 years. They are really, really good at what they do. They are experts in all things concrete. They have decades of expertise. They have decades of experience. They have the great work ethic, and they are also very efficient at what they do. They come in, they figure out what needs to be done, they arrange for the materials to be provided, they do all of the prep work, they do the installation, they do the finishing of the concrete, they do the cleanup, and then they get out of the way so that you can move forward with your project or enjoy it if that's the last step of the project. JITS Concrete may be a great resource for you. Their phone number is 321-536-5804. We are grateful for their assistance in bringing the Refresh Radio program throughout Brevard County. So we're in Psalm 111. We're actually looking at the compassion of God, and we're going to see how that is supposed to manifest in his people. But came to Psalm 111 and was fixated on another aspect, and that is the works of God. So we're going to read through Psalm 111. It's just 10 verses, and then we'll pick up where we left off from Friday's program. Psalm 111, verse number 1, praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given food to those who fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He has declared to his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. So on Friday's program, we had discussed that the works of the Lord are great, that they are honorable and glorious, and his works are wonderful or miraculous, and they are to be remembered. By the way, something I didn't touch on, is I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. And if you remember in some of our programs, I believe it was last week's program, we had talked about that God, that the psalmist was asking God to unite his heart. Yes, it's in Psalm 86. Unite my heart to fear your name. When God has done that, then we will be able to praise him with our whole heart. There will not be a double-heartedness, if you will. There won't be your heart's being pulled in one direction and it's being pulled in the opposite direction at the same time. When God has given you that spiritual unity and intellectual unity and unity in your body to honor God in all of those aspects of our personality, we will be able to praise him the way he deserves to be praised. So, just thought I would throw that in there. So, today we're going to pick up our discussion on the works of God in verse number 7. It says, "The works of his hands are verity and justice." So I will start off by saying this. God is a hands-on God. There are a lot of people that I've known that have been really good at telling other people what to do. A lot of times they told people what to do because they didn't want to do it. Not because they couldn't do it, they didn't want to. Sometimes people tell other people what to do because they don't know how to do it, and the people that they're telling are really skilled in that area. There's nothing wrong with that. But when we consider our relationship with God, I want you to realize that he likes to be personally involved in our lives. So I've mentioned that God was giving me a repeated phrase in my devotions before I became the pastor of Merit Assembly of God. It kept showing up, and I didn't understand it. And so later on, after I had been through a few things, God said, "You need to go back and look at that." And so I did, and found out that I had better understanding at that time than I did beforehand. So I started off reading the King James when I was young. When I got to Bible college, I was reading the New International Version, and that was because I was going to be ministering to young people, and I wanted them to be able to understand on their level what the Word of God. Then the NIV kept changing, and I said, I'm looking for something that's not going to constantly be in a state of flux, and so I moved over to the New King James Version. But in this devotional that I read, it was the Living Bible. And in there, 1 Peter chapter 5, it says, "And the God of all glory will himself come and pick you up and place you where he wants you, cause you to be established and prosper after you've suffered a little while." And that phrase, "And the God of all glory will himself come and pick you up and place you," shows that he is a hands-on God. In other words, you've not been delegated to some just angelic being and say, hey, you know, I got this person down there in Brevard County. Just try and keep them out of trouble, will you? That's not the way the kingdom of God operates. God is actively involved in our life. So much so that we are referred to as the temple of the Holy Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit, wants to take up residence. Can you imagine the upgrade to the neighborhood because God has moved in? You know, when God comes in, who is holy and just and righteous and true, all of a sudden the neighborhood begins to improve, and some of the things that had been comfortable in the neighborhood before are no longer comfortable there because they are contrary to the things of God. When light moves into the neighborhood, darkness flees. So the first thing I want to share with you today is here in verse 7, the works of his hands. You are part of that process. The works of God's hands, they're not only wonderful, they're not only more difficult than what people could accomplish. So if you're facing a diagnosis, you can believe God for healing, even though man does not have the technology to heal. There are things that are talked about in the Bible that man did not have the technology to ever fulfill those in times past. But now you read the book of Revelation and you say, you know what? That could very easily take place in 2026. Something that happens on the other side of the world could be seen in just a matter of minutes all the way around the world. Media companies are having a difficult time adjusting because they used to be able to control the narrative. Now there are people who are out there. Everybody's got a cell phone, it seems, and everybody can be a journalist with their camera and see things. But, you know, there's also the ability for AI to generate things. So you've really got to verify your sources. The works of God's hands, it says, are not only wonderful, they're not only miraculous, they're also honorable. We talked about that. They're glorious, they're majestic. But they are also verity, and I looked up that word. It means that they're firm, they're trustworthy, they're constant, and they're faithful. So it's not only true, it's the works of God's hands. When he establishes something, it is like a memorial. It is something, you know, it's going to be exactly where it is supposed to be. The works that God does are not supposed to create instability in our lives. They are supposed to create steadfastness in our life. That we are anchored in Jesus, so no matter what storms may blow our way, we know that they're going to be firm. They're going to be constant. God is faithful. So if there's a person out there and they're propagating a message that is trying to promote unfaithfulness, if they are promoting an untrustworthiness in the hearts of people, then that person is not a person to be embraced. They're a person that is supposed to be confronted. I believe God's people are supposed to be faithful. I believe that they're supposed to be consistent, that they're supposed to be constantly the same, that God's people are supposed to be trustworthy, that what they say is what they mean. You can take it to the bank. So, God's works are, it looks like I've missed verse number 6 here from my notes. But we'll go back and hit that in just a minute. The works of his hands are verity. So they're steadfast, they're faithful. And there's also justice there. It is not going to be something where people say, well, wait a minute, that's not fair. By the way, God's favor isn't fair. I will say that. Because I deserved to be eternally separated from God. Jesus came and paid the price for my sin and for your sin. That's not fair to him, but it is justice. God's justice was satisfied by the substitutionary death of Jesus on the cross. He paid the price for my sin and your sin. So, the one that I overlooked here in my notes was verse number 6. He has declared to his people the power of his works. Difficult assignments, difficult tasks require power. They require wisdom. They require power. And a lot of times there's a process involved. And God is the omnipotent God. So there's no shortage of power. We have a lot of kitchen appliances in our house. And it's wired perfectly. There's not any wiring issues, but some of the way the counters sit between cell phones and can openers and blenders and air fryers and things like that, if too many things get used all at one time, then it can trip the breaker. The breaker says, this is requiring more power than I can deliver at this point in time through this circuit. And so it's not a problem. You just go and unplug something, and then you turn the breaker back on and things like that. I want you to understand the omnipotence of God. No matter how big the job, no matter how big the project, God's never going to have a power failure. In certain parts of the country throughout our history, there were rolling blackouts because there were people who needed so much power, either due to excessive cold or excessive heat, and the power grid could not deliver everything that needed to be delivered. And so they said, okay, we're going to eliminate power to this section and this section and this section. And that's an infrastructure issue. Now there's discussions that there are these companies that are wanting to develop these artificial intelligence projects that are going to require massive amounts of energy. And so people are in the process of delivering or of constructing mega power plants, not for the sake of the people of that region, but to be able to fund these high energy demand artificial intelligence projects. Say, Pastor Bob, what are you talking about? God never has a strain on his power grid. He's the omnipotent God. No mountain too big that he can't move it if he needs it moved. God is not just a God of brute force, though. He is a God of precision power. And I think that is a wonderful thing. And so this is something, listen, that verse number 6 says, he has declared to his people the power of his works. So you and I need to make ourselves available so that we can hear about the power of God. For a long, long time, people thought that running faster than a 4-minute mile was impossible. And finally, there was a gentleman who broke the 4-minute mile. And as soon as that happened, all of a sudden, there were a lot of people that ran faster than a 4-minute mile. I was not one of them. I will never be one of them. But once it was seen that it could be done, all of a sudden, everybody said, you know what? If he could do it, I can do it. And I want to let you know today that God wants his people to know that he's capable of so much more than healing a paper cut. He's able to do so much more than healing a headache. Can he do those things? Absolutely. But he can also do things that man and man's technology cannot accomplish. He's that powerful. And once a person sees that God is able to deliver from the stronghold of sin, you can see it in the ministry of Jesus. Once a miracle started happening, all of a sudden, lots of miracles happened. You don't just see him raise one person from the dead. You see him raise multiple people from the dead. And I want to encourage us to remember that God wants it known that he is able to do difficult things. Last thing that I want to share with you here about the works of God, I want you to go back up to verse number 2. Because we have a role. It says in verse number 2, the works of the Lord are great, studied by all who have pleasure in them. We have a responsibility in our walk with God to study the Word, to study the God of His Word, and to study the works of God. Now, I will tell you that there are a lot of people who are celebrated by many people because of some of the things that they accomplished in their life. But if you study them too closely, you will find that not everything there is the way that it seems. Now, I will tell you this, a counterfeit $20 bill does not invalidate a genuine $20 bill. So, a lot of times people see the counterfeit and they want to reject that. I'm here to tell you that God is an omnipotent God who does miraculous things, and he wants his people to know that nothing that you face was too difficult, that with him all things are possible. But we have the responsibility to study those, to remember those things. And that word study means to seek with care, to inquire about, to investigate, to intentionally ask for, and to consult. So I want to throw this out there to you today. I mean, that on this Monday, that we're going to seek to know about the works of God, that we're going to inquire about. We're going to ask for God to go to work. Here's what I want you to know, that if your church hasn't seen many people get saved, start asking for the Holy Spirit to convict people of their sins so that people will get saved. And once the first person gets saved, then you may see a tsunami of people getting saved. I've heard testimonies of churches that were praying for miraculous healings, and they saw a person healed of cancer, and everybody was just thrilled about this person getting delivered from cancer. And then they saw multiple people healed, and pretty soon it became commonplace. Let's not get to the place where we fail to appreciate the miraculous works of God. The miraculous works, remember, are to be honorable and glorious. They're so God is seen as majestic. So let's investigate. And then, you know, the last thing that was mentioned in the lexicon, this word means to consult. And I wonder what would happen if our prayers went something like this: God, we know that you want to do great and wonderful things in Brevard County, things that are too difficult for man to accomplish on his own. God, your works are great, and we've heard about them in days gone by, and we read about them in the days to come. God, what would you like to do in our community? How can we see the works of God done in our family, in our church, in our community? Listen, I believe that if the God who can turn the desert into a place of agricultural abundance, that he can do great and mighty things here in Brevard County. Let's take pleasure in studying the works of God and then believe God to do those works right here in our midst, so that he receives the glory and he receives the honor and he receives the praise. You have a great day. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.